masks. The world's largest retailer also encouraging customers to wear masks in those stores in the areas with surging cases of the Delta variant. And we'll be adding back the signs at the entrances. On Wall Street now, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 135 points. The S&P down 20. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. I hate to be the one to tell you that the heat advisory continues again today. This is the fifth day in a row. Our actual high temperature will be near 100, but the heat index is high as 108 today. Sunshine dominates. The rain chance is very small, 10% at best. And tonight's low down to about 80. Tomorrow, another tough day with a high in the upper 90s. More dangerous heat indices, but some widely scattered spotty storms will be around in the afternoon and evening hours. And the rain chances get better on Sunday and Monday, and the temperatures will level off. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The city of Montgomery's 44th homicide is 25-year-old Keisha Green. She was shot and killed on Rosa Parks Avenue Wednesday night. Three other people were injured. One of them suffered life-threatening injuries. The two other women were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. Alabama health officials say COVID-19 is raging through the state. Alabama now has the nation's highest positivity rate, and there's no sign the rapid increase in cases will end soon. Only 34% of Alabama's population is fully vaccinated. That is the lowest in the nation. And the state of Alabama was well represented at last night's NBA draft. Alabama's Josh Primo was the 12th pick of the San Antonio Spurs. Alabama's Herbert Jones went 35th to New Orleans. Auburn's J.T. Thor went 37th to the Pistons of Detroit. And Sharif Cooper went 48th overall to the Atlanta Hawks. Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham went first overall to the Detroit Pistons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Proudful Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Hello, everyone. You've got April Marie Fogle here. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble.
Hello.
Hello. Can we just do an hour of voices? We can see what kind of voices I do.
You can go for it, then.
No, I'm not going to do that. Listener, don't turn your dial.
I mean, friends, the first time you ever put on a parachute, it's probably not wise to try to pull off a DB Cooper maneuver. You know, you got to be careful with that.
Got to be careful. 272-9228. I've got a couple stories I want to talk about. One is, some members of the Alabama delegation, congressional delegation, that is, getting a little feisty with Nancy Pelosi. Now, I expect some saucy language from, say, a Mo Brooks. But Mike Rogers even commented on Nancy Pelosi making masks for required, even for vaccinated people within the state capitol, U.S. Capitol. So Mike Rogers tweeted out, "Power trip Pelosi is making vaccinated folks at the Capitol wear masks. Refusal to comply with this political theater could result in arrest. Speaker Pelosi is more focused on D.C. swamp theater than addressing skyrocketing violence, the crisis at our border, and sky-high inflation." That's from somebody who doesn't usually do that kind of thing, Joey.
Right, he usually stays quiet.
He is not a button pusher. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, I think she's overstepping it. It's over the top in many ways. And I wonder how much this is as political theater. Then also, how much is it freaking out that they may have miscalculated in how they were pushing this before? It's hard to tell what they're really up to. I'm going to go with power grab.
Yeah, it is. I think it's power grab. But this is what upsets me. The U.S. Capitol doesn't belong to the Speaker of the House. She is responsible for what happens in the chamber. She is responsible for how the majority handles committee assignments. She is responsible for setting the agenda of her party. But she is acting as if she lives at a frat house and she's the fraternity mom. And it's just silly.
I mean, I'm sure you've seen members of Congress going to that borderline right there at the middle of the rotunda between the Senate and House chambers and unmasking and staring across that imaginary line.
I have not seen that yet, but that is amazing.
I believe Thomas Massie and his staff, a bunch of other staffers. I mean, Chip Roy was getting into it with people in a hearing.
Chip Roy was great.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Republicans now saying, you know what, find me. Throw me in jail.
It's absurd. It is exactly mask theater. Congresswoman Kat McCormick, which, by the way, very odd that she's a U.S. sitting U.S. member of Congress, because I know her. She was running Ted Gioho's campaign when I was working for Cliff Stearns, and she is someone I've hung out with. This is very odd, this woman being a member of Congress. That's neither here nor there. So she posted online the directive from Pelosi's office that says Capitol Police have been directed to arrest staff and visitors and make them comply with her mask mandate, including for vaccinated individuals. For members, they advise, quote, not arresting, but reporting to members of their little Gestapo Ethics Commission. That's absurd.
Yes.
Oh, no, I take it from the sergeant at arms. They're going to report them to the sergeant at arms. Don't arrest them. Goodness gracious. Barry Moore, one of the people who says, not Pelosi's house. It's the people's house. Jerry Carl saying, this is a ridiculous abuse of power by Nancy Pelosi. It's the people's house, not Pelosi's house. I feel like that's a common theme, and with good reason. It is, in fact, our house. 272-9228. One of the things that bothers me is it's still not open. I love the U.S. Capitol. I do. I love the building. The art, the statues, the history. I could literally tell you stories about cat prints and why the stone is worn a certain way, why certain statues in Statutory Hall have are rubbed a certain way. There's one where people used to rub the foot for good luck, and the different things, what Hawaii does to their statue. There are things that are just a part of the wonderful, rich history of our country that Americans and American children and visitors to this country aren't seeing right now because of Pelosi theatrics. And this is just one more thing, one more Nancy Pelosi insult to the people. Jerry Curl, this is a ridiculous abuse of power by Nancy Pelosi. It's the people's house. I said that one. Gary Palmer, remember when they said, quote, 2 weeks to slow the spread, mm-hmm. end quote. Now that's turned into show me your papers. While I encourage everyone to get the vaccine, coercion into doing so is unacceptable. He's mad also about the fact that Biden is requiring federal employees to get vaccinated.
Well, and Biden just, I guess, announced today that he's ordering the entire United States military, all 1.5 million people, to be mandated to take the vaccine.
So of all federal employees, no matter where they are, so there's federal employees at the VA in Montgomery. There's federal employees in Birmingham. There are federal employees at offices in Atlanta, the regional offices there. You name, there are federal employees all over the country. Well, that's one way to get vaccination numbers up. You require it. And then next, and you know they're leaning hard on big businesses and big employers to require it of their employees. So what's next? Amazon, banks, big box stores. I'm seeing some incentivize their staff, but that's not the same as demanding it. 272-9228 on if you want to get in on the conversation
If you want to get on this conversation, yeah, I saw earlier today on, I believe, Alabama News Network that they're trying to incentivize here locally by saying you get free tickets to the Alabama National Fair.
That's not a thing.
So you, too, can go eat funnel cake and a big Polish sausage if you get vaccinated for free. Well, the food's not for free, but entry is.
So on the other hand, you cannot say I'm not getting the vaccination because I don't know what's in it and then go to the state fair and eat the food that's out there. Because who knows what's in the food in the state fair? James on the line. Hiya, James.
April, how are you today?
I am good.
All right. So we're driving into the office today. Not that I work. It's just a 9,100 square foot office I have access to. And I'm listening to NPR. I do that from time to time,
mm-hmm.
just for entertainment purposes and some enlightenment. And what I overheard was that the CDC, now I'm not sure if this is an estimate, or if they're speculating, or if this is from tests that have already been taken and documentation that's already out there, but the number was 35,000 people a week of vaccinated human beings that will continue to come down with this virus, whether it be the coronavirus from 2019 or this new so-called Delta variant. So while we are being encouraged and influenced to take this experimental vaccine, if we're calling it that, by those across the country, why would a human being that is aware of this information and other facts that are being put out there, not just speculation, why would we want this vaccination if, in fact, people are continuing to be sick, even though they've had this experimental drug.
You know, I got a notification from the New York Times right along those lines, James. While I was on air 35 minutes ago, vaccinated people with rare breakthrough cases may be spreading the virus as much as the unvaccinated.
Exactly. So what is the point? That's what I'm asking.
The point is what experts are still saying, and they're sticking beside this.
Well, certainly they would stick to their story. I mean, yes. If I'm going to tell something, I'm going to stick to my story too, Ms. Fogel.
Well, that's not true, James. They haven't stuck to very many stories. CDC can't decide whether or not we need a ding mask.
What you're telling me is we're being bombarded for the last year and a half with misinformation, disinformation, lack of information.
All of the above. Yes, that is correct. Now, that said, it looks like everything I've seen medical-wise, not news-wise, medical study-wise, it still appears as though the vaccination, which we always knew there was going to be breakthrough cases, you are less likely to die when you get COVID and to have less severe symptoms. That's the main thing. If you look at the numbers of seniors who are dying, or even the seniors that are infected, even within the state of Alabama, the numbers are lower.
All right. Because I'm not disputing that point, but how do we know, first of all, that these so-called, this medical information is on target and not itself misinformation? In other words, we're being told one thing when the reality is something else.
Well, I think a couple of things bear that out. Before the Delta variant, which, by the way, remember, it's not stronger, it just is transmitted more quickly with the Delta variant. Before the Delta variant became the prominent variant, which of course it would if it's communicated as easily as the chickenpox. Before the Delta variant became more prevalent, what was happening was cases were going down in areas that were vaccinated. So again, it's so hard because I feel like everything about COVID has been in hindsight. We know this. Do you remember when we were all freaking out? I say we all. I never did this, by the way. I was taking my chances. I was risky. But people were like washing their grocery bags and like taking food out of containers and being absolutely over the top. And then it was like, oh, it's only airborne. It doesn't really hang out on surfaces.
So what you're telling me, we were given misinformation. It wasn't contact cleansing was not necessary.
No, it wasn't necessary.
So when
at all.
I went to Publix, and they're scrubbing down their buggies, which I refused to use because they were scrubbing down their buggies, it was not necessarily and most likely unhealthy.
Correct. So they were scrubbing down. And again, this is why when people are getting sick right now, I say right now being in this area of time, 2021, no one has any defense left. We've spent a year in a friggin' bubble. We were bubble boys.
Exactly. And also, Ms. Fogel, hand sanitizers. Do you recall triclosan?
Mm-mm. I don't know what that is.
All right. Well, triclosan was one of the 19 chemicals that the FDA eventually banned some years ago after allowing Johnson & Johnson and others a year to determine whether or not their hand sanitizers, which included triclosan, which was initially introduced onto the market as a pesticide.
Oh, nice.
Yes. But after a year of examining their product, they could not determine whether or not the hand sanitizer was any better than warm water and soap. Henceforth, those 19 chemicals, which included triclosan, were all banned. However, since we have been under this, what I will call, in all caps, nonsense, the valve has been turned back on. So those companies that had these chemicals, not knowing what to do with them, could then put them back out there so the general public could squirt them out of bottles and rub their hands with them.
Well, James, I don't know what to say. I am a big fan of hand washing, and my little Apple Watch now tells me during COVID, it's kind of funny. They came up with a little app. So when you wash, if you put your hands underwater, it yells at you if you don't do your full 20 seconds. But I've seen a meme go around that I'd like to repeat. Once everyone's figured out how to wash their hands and kill germs, I wish everybody would learn to use their turn signals.
Okay, Ms. Fogel, you have a nice day.
You take care. There is so much we don't know, Joey, about what is going on and what is as this evolves.
And I wish the authorities would have the honesty to say, we don't know.
Yes. Oh my gosh, if they had been saying that from the beginning, think of what a better place we would be in dealing with vaccine hesitancy. When they say, this is what the evidence bears out to date, but we need more information, and our best guidance is this to date. It would be amazing. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a few more callers before Dale Jackson comes in on the show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogel here. We did it. We made it through another week. Almost there for those that get off at 5 o'clock. If you are going into your weekend wondering, stressing about the beginning of the month is here, August is here, and I don't know if I can make ends meet this month, fear not. I know just the person to help you get your hands on some money. And there's several ways you can do so. Maybe you're a veteran and you've got a VA home loan and you want to get lower rates there. Put a little extra money in your pocket. Give John Williams and his staff a call. Maybe you own a home, a piece of land, a car, and you've got some equity in it. So you bought your car and you paid it off. No loan outstanding on it. And you have some, you want to take a loan out on that. Or you've got a piece of land, you bought it for $200, it's worth $300. You got some equity in that. John Williams and his team can sit down and talk to you and talk about the best options you have. Maybe you have a little bit of everything going on. Let him and his team over there at their office on the mountain in Wetumpka take the time to get to know you, your problems, and help you solve them. Their phone number is 567-9000. That's 567-9000. It's for Mortgage Corporation of the South, John Williams and his team. We did our drawing for that yesterday. It's up to $75. If you are calling in right now, don't forget you can ask to get in on the Mortgage Corp, which we're going to be drawing in about half an hour. And the Sweet Creek, which we're drawing in half an hour, and the Mortgage Corp next week. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender, good friends of this show. And you won't be sorry calling them and getting to know them. Red Top, how's it going?
Very good. I'll tell you, if you guys want to build some character and boost your immune system, come on out here with me. I'm painting down, the sun is 98 degrees. So come on. Y'all stop that wimpy stuff. Get on out here. It feels good. Bill's character. Now, the Delta variant came about almost immediately, correct?
I honestly don't know the history of the Delta variant.
Well, it just ain't rocket science. It came out real quick. So I feel the Delta variant there has been there the whole time, guys.
It was identified in December 2020.
Great. Like, we're supposed to believe any damn thing any of these brothers say. It's smart not to believe them. I don't trust any of their information. I don't like the idea. I know you're going to go well, and I might even end up saying uncle myself, like we discussed this morning, going to try for the new J&J virus. But I don't like the idea of taking something that was not FDA approved. And maybe you guys could get this information real quick for us. Was the polio vaccine approved by the FDA, or did the FDA exist then? It might have not have existed then.
I don't know.
Well, the FDA was, like, I think Teddy Roosevelt, so it would have existed then.
Was it approved by the FDA? Can y'all Google that real quick?
I'm Googling it.
I'm just curious, because, see, I was forced to take the polio vaccine. And I think we had a booster too, Joey.
Mm. Aren't those the ones one about the was... scar on your arm?
Oh, yeah. The little round one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a weird little four-needle thing.
I used to play with my mother's. I don't know why, but I just thought it was so strange that she had a little thing.
Yeah, yeah. I always wonder what they need four damn needles for. What's going on with this thing? That's always been a strange concept to me. Now, let me mention something funny. Y'all run a coal plumbing company commercial all the time, and you just played it with the guy who's bringing his girlfriend in, and he shows her all the stuff in the house. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? The electrical company.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who is it? Which electrical company is it? Crosby Electric.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing, Joey, and I'm doing this for Joey April Marie, he sits the lady down, and then he says, I'm asking you, would you like to be Mrs. Benjamin Farmbush? And she hesitates, and then she doesn't say yes or no. What does she say, Joey? I've always wanted a self-cleaning rotisserie oven.
Sure.
So, when you propose, be ready for that, because realize the benefit package was really much the first answer they wanted. They weren't concerned about the getting married part. They wanted to make sure the benefit package was correct. So be prepared, Joey.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll be asking for $300,000 life insurance, not $100,000. I remember going to my parish priest, Johnny. Father John, Joey, and going, Father John, this makes me a little uncomfortable. He wants $300,000, and I just got $100,000. And he goes, well, I ain't gonna go. This is a little bit sketchy to me. he was Irish, you know what I mean? So,
All right, Red Top. You have a wonderful weekend.
Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. How did this time sneak up on us, Joey Clark? It's already 1:30. We're going to go to Jason. Jason, you got a quick comment?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah. I guess my thing about the whole vaccine thing is I get people having hesitancy about taking it. It's not FDA approved. It's emergency use right now. There are a lot of unknowns. But the thing is, it's called the novel coronavirus for a reason. It's because it hasn't been around very long, and there's a lot of unknowns about it. It sure would be easier for people to say, I don't know. It probably would make you feel better. Most of the time, it's just, if it's the honest thing to say, just say, I don't know. But at the same time, respiratory viruses tend to mimic each other, especially in how they spread. So even though a lot of it is unknown, some of the ways we mitigate it are the same. That's why in the beginning it was wear a mask, wash your hands, stay away from people, like have some type of distance. Those things are still true today. But the issue is that most people arguing against masks, arguing against vaccines, they don't want to do anything. They don't want to mitigate it in any way. They just want life to be normal. They want to pretend as if COVID doesn't exist. And it reminds me of the lieutenant governor in Texas, what he said last year. He got on TV and said, there's some things more important than living. Basically, he was saying, our freedom is more important. Our freedom not to wear a mask. Our freedom to do this and do that. If wearing a mask prevents, mitigates it by 2%, let's say, some small number, almost negligible. If you value your community, you value your loved ones, would you do something to mitigate that as small as wearing a mask? Because you can breathe, you can talk.
So, Jason, I would, but I'm not right. For the government demanding that others do. So I have said throughout this pandemic that I feel personally, I would feel horrible if I gave COVID unwittingly to someone vulnerable who was then sent to the hospital. Right. And so, so I'm willing to take all of the precautions, even if they're just small mitigating factors, but I'm not for the government requiring people to make that choice.
Well, I hear that, but the government requires us to do a lot. The government requires us to go to speed limit. They require us to wear shoes in a gas station or we don't get service. They require us to do, take our phones out of our pockets when we go in the courthouse. The government requires us to do a lot of things. And we do those things because we live in a society. And the idea is to promote the general good, not the individual good. So if there's something that's meant to mitigate the risk to the general population, the government does that. And so unless you're for an idea... Mm-hmm.
I got to hit a quick break. You got time to stick around so we can talk about this in a second when I come back?
Sure.
Okay, you hold tight. I'm going to continue this conversation because I got a question for you. You are listening to April Marie Fogle, Joey Clark, hanging out, keeping me out of trouble. We will be right back after this break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL, lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR and includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/news for more information.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I hate to be the one to tell you that the heat advisory continues again today. This is the fifth day in a row. Our actual high temperature will be near 100, but the heat index is high as 108 today. Sunshine dominates. The rain chance is very small, 10% at best. And tonight's low down to about 80. Tomorrow, another tough day with a high in the upper 90s. More dangerous heat indices, but some widely scattered spotty storms will be around in the afternoon and evening hours. And the rain chances get better on Sunday and Monday, and the temperatures will level off. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to April Marie. We've got Joey Clark here keeping me out of trouble.
Hello.
I got into a spirited discussion with Jason. But before I get back to my spirited discussion with Jason, I want to remind y'all to go visit my friends over at Dillon Rings. I don't know about spirited discussions, but you can definitely have a spirited trip over there, shopping spree, if you may. 119 Brown Springs Road is the address. They're just off Atlanta Highway. Josh and Leslie have the cutest store, and they have a little something for everybody. So if you're looking for the man in your life, you can buy him a watch or a bracelet, a necklace, maybe a wedding band, ladies. They can create jewelry. If you have an idea and design in your head, they can put that down on their handy dandy computer and show you what it would look like. My big thing is jewelry gets broken in my house. It's a problem. I don't know. I travel too much. My kids are too young, whatever the reason. Josh fixed a necklace of mine while I waited. So awesome. He actually fixed it in two places. He made it, first he fixed the broken clasp and then he took it up so that it actually hung better around my neck. It's kind of amazing. And then earrings I thought were gone for good. They fixed those too. I cannot sing their praises enough. I really do enjoy them. They believe that world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive. So they got something at every price point. If you go to their Facebook and see something you love, just give them a call. 215-3669. Tell them that you are listening to The Dan Morris Show and April Marie sent you. Now back to Jason. Hiya, Jason.
What's up?
You there?
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey.
So we ended with you saying that there are a lot of things the government regulates that has to do with personal safety and the safety of the community, which is true. But there's a lot of things the government doesn't regulate. You can still buy soda, even though obesity is a problem. You can still buy swimming pools, even though drowning is one of the top three ways children die. You can still get a car, even though car accidents have a tremendous toll on life. So we have to weigh our choices and allowing people the freedom to make their own choices.
I agree, but I would say you gotta put those freedoms in the buckets, right? So your freedom to drink a soda doesn't impact my life one way or the other. You could say,
oh, yes, it does. If I'm uninsured, I go right.
I was gonna say health insurance costs go up because people are obese. But that's a more indirect way of impacting my life, right?
COVID-related thing, though. The obesity, obesity is the number one indicator of a COVID death. So my ability to have soda, people's ability to eat fast food and drink soda is just as deadly as the guy not wearing a mask on the street.
Not to me, though, right? Because if you're talking about your eating decisions impact on your getting COVID, that impacts you as the individual. Now, if you talk about them getting COVID, not wearing a mask and coughing on somebody and they getting COVID, then that's when you enter into a territory where it's like, okay, look, you got to do better because now your decisions are impacting other people.
But what we're saying is if you're wearing a mask, we're going to make everybody wear a mask. Because some people won't get vaccinated. We're going to make everyone, we're going to mandate getting shots because not everybody will. And so am I allowed to walk up to the McDonald's line and say, nope, we're done today? You know why? Because your decisions that are leading to your obesity are, in fact, making me have to wear this mask. And it's all one big circle.
No, you're skipping a step in that. Like I said, if what you eat impacts you, Whether or not I can't catch obesity by touching you, right? You become obese by eating too much, or you have health problems that can lead to that as well. So it's not just always your diet, but you catch a respiratory virus from people coughing on you. So when you talk about mitigating that, changing someone's eating habits will help them and may ultimately maybe possibly keep them from spreading it, but their decision to drink something is not contagious. It doesn't spread. So when you're talking about the government mandating something to be done during a global pandemic where we can touch the people in our lives that have been affected, that have died from milling about, doing their normal stuff in public, sometimes we don't even know how they got it, right? Or at least the person, whatever, or the origin of it. But when we can touch those people, it's like, if wearing a mask helps with that, wear the freaking mask. If the only thing standing between open schools, open churches, open businesses is putting a piece of cloth on your face, at least for all intents and purposes, temporarily, put it on. Like, stop being a pansy. Like, it's not that deep. Like, put it on and go about your life.
Here's the deal. You cannot force people. And trust me, I was a big, let's wear the mask, let's do what we got to do. Well, now we're year and 3 months into this thing. Hold on 1 second, Jason. Dale Jackson, are you listening to this?
I am.
Now, Dale, you were a mask, you were a fan of masks, but not mask mandates, if I remember correctly, right?
Well, I was actually okay with the whole thing KIV did at the very beginning. I didn't think it would last forever. But I understood the reasoning. It was 15 days to stop the spread, after all. We were going to go ahead and stop the spread, and then we were going to make sure the hospitals could handle this, and then we were going to go on about our lives. I was down with that. Well, look, here's the deal. The mask came off significantly worse off than we are right this very second when the mask came off. The vaccines worked. All this other nonsense about masks, is garbage. We've learned the masks don't work for this. It's just sorry. It's just I understand that that throws a wrinkle in the conversation for everyone who just thinks that if we'd only wear the masks for another 20 days, well, I mean, I swear, then we'll get it under control. I mean, it's just, no, it's not true. It's just not true.
Well, unless you mandate.
That's if everybody wore the mask. Everybody don't.
Well, see, you're never going to get 100% compliance.
It's just ridiculous. We 98% compliance in Tokyo, and they're having another outbreak now. So,
all right, Jason, it was great to hear from you, love.
Oh, y'all take it easy. Bye.
Bye, Jason. Dale, this is the thing, is when what we learned the first go around is even with lockdowns, even with masks, the waves kept coming.
Yeah.
Hindsight, we know it didn't work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it's right. And the vaccines we have work. I mean, sorry, this is the way it is. If you don't like it, that's fine. If you don't like the mandates, that's fine too. But we know what happens here. If you get the vaccine, you're less likely to get it. And if you do get it, you're less likely to be hospitalized and you're less likely to die. That's what we know. You can show me about some control group where 75% of the people in the group got this and all this other nonsense. That's fine. I don't need a control group. We have a control group. It's 161 million people. We know exactly what's happened there. So all of this is so unnecessary. And both sides of this argument, the, oh, we don't need any vaccines ever, and the let's wear the mask side, they're both self-defeating, stupid arguments.
Yeah. A little common sense goes a long way if we can find it. And not the Kay Ivey, by the way, kind of common sense, where she wants everybody to just go along like sheep. I believe everybody needs to weigh their independent situation. And I know some people think that that's just crazy wild, but weigh your health situation, weigh the household information, weigh your work situation, your employment situation, and who the vulnerable people you're around. And if all those things come out to say you are a young, healthy person who's not scared, has no underlying conditions, make the choice that you feel is right. I'm not gonna bash you for that.
Agreed. Absolutely agree. I think you should take the vaccine. I've said it 1,000 times. Did I get called an anti-vaxxer on the regular? And that's fine. What's said doesn't really matter to me. But the simple fact of all of this is as follows. We know how to handle this largely. Are there outliers? Yes. People who choose not to get the vaccine? Yes. Are they finding themselves in bad situations? Yes. But calling them names and screaming at them and all this other stuff, it's not going to change that in any way, shape, or form. The people who are going to get the vaccine are going to get the vaccine. People are getting the vaccine because they realize the Delta variant. I mean, the Delta variant is a pro-vaccine event. The number of people sick and the number of people who are getting into the hospital and dying is significantly lower than any other time we've been doing this. And if you can't understand that the vaccine is playing a huge role in that, there's nothing I can do for you.
Right. Well, we're going to have to hit a quick break here. When we come back, we have one caller who's been waiting on the line for quite a while. We'll get to them, and then, Jail, you and I can talk some politics for just a minute. You are listening to April Marie Fogle with guest caller Dale Jackson, who writes for Yellow Hammer, has his own TV show, and is a radio on the radio in Huntsville and Birmingham. Jack of all trades, Dale. More coming up after this break.
Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. On the line with me, Dale Jackson. Dale, tell everybody where they can find you.
Everywhere. I am online at the Dale Jackson on Twitter and Facebook. You can find me at WVNN.com. TheDaleJackson.com is probably the easiest way to get there. I'm basically everywhere. YellowhammerNews.com as well.
I ordered your book. It still hasn't come in yet. He's also a children's book author. Tommy B., you are one of the most patient people I know. You've been online for quite a while. How's it going?
Well, my wife will tell you that I'm not a patient person. I'd have my neighbor's grass cut also. Fauci wants to, he's always blabbering about follow the science. Well, the science is that he said, hot weather time, the virus would be killed off. Well, Red Top, he's outside painting today, and he said it's 98 degrees out there. I mean, Rich Thomas, you took about four breaks, but Rich Thomas came on, and the heat index is 108 degrees today. You said something about washing your hands. Jason said something about, talked about wearing the mask. And now the gentleman you have on that you're speaking to, I think his name is Dale Jackson.
It is.
He's talking about the vaccine. Well, tell me something. Why aren't all these homeless people, men, women, kids, they don't wear a mask? They don't wash their hands, they don't social distance, and they sure as hell hadn't had the vaccine. Why are they living?
Well, I don't
Why aren't we having a mass die-off of the homeless people?
The answer to that question is I don't know. I know that the shelters in Jefferson County have been actively engaged in vaccinating people, whether or not they have an ID or home address. And a lot of churches have been doing the same. So I don't know if that is part of it. I don't know if it's the solitary way in which they live is part of it. I don't know that there are not a number of people who are getting it and just not seeking testing or treatment. I would assume that it's a combination of all of the above. Dale, you got any other thoughts?
Well, I mean, they're also outside all the time, right? And so that's probably a big part of it as well. And let's just humor this caller here and say, wow, that's a really great point. Well, it's not, but let's just humor and say that this is a really great point. What do you want to do?
I mean, you don't have to humor me. I mean, I'm just stating facts. I work with the homeless and volunteer and do stuff with them.
But you're not,
and I don't see them dying off.
Tommy. But you're not stating facts. You're voicing an opinion. It's wrong. It's adorable. Great. You're mad about it. That's fine. But the reality.
I'm wrong. Okay.
Let's just.
You're the authority.
All right, Tommy.
Oh my lord.
All right, guys.
We don't have time to deal with your insecurities right now. The question is this: let's just assume that you're correct on this, right? What do we do with that information? That was the question I'm going to ask you. What do we do with that information? Just say, hey, the homeless people aren't dying, so forget it. It's a non-issue.
Well, again, we don't know that and Tommy's gone now. The issue becomes that we don't know. It's the they're probably not getting tested. And then when they show up in the hospitals and ERs, they're some of the worst cases because they're generally in bad health anyway. Not always, but the majority, a lot of them. Because if you're not finding a place in a shelter and you're not, you know, you're not shielded from and having full meals, you're probably generally an unhealthy person. The thing about COVID is that we do continue to learn. And so, Dale, what Joey and I were saying earlier is it would just make me so much happier if instead of saying, this is what we're going to do today, as of right now, no one vaccinated needs a mask, period. That's what they did to us a couple of weeks ago, right? And then if they had just said, as of right now, we don't see any reason why this can't happen, but we may have to change our mind later depending on circumstances. But speaking in absolutes makes me crazy, as if we absolutely don't need masks. No, we absolutely do need masks. These people need this. It's 6 feet. Wait, no, it's 3 feet if you really need it just to do it. It's these back and forth that I believe is making the American people less confident in the quote, follow the science movement.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the biggest misinformation entity in the country right now is the CDC. I mean, they complain about misinformation all the time. They're the biggest problem we got. I mean, if they would just stop talking, things would probably be a lot better because they're just winging it. And they're winging it based on whatever the politics of the day tell you. And that is not helping anybody. This is incredibly self-defeating. And they need to stop what they're doing. I mean, when we hear stuff like what the caller was saying, the reason why I wanted to stop and be like, okay, so what? So the homeless people aren't getting it. Is it not a problem now? Someone call Stephen Reed right now and tell him, hey, no big deal. Homeless people aren't getting it. Let all those people out of the hospital. They don't have COVID right now. It just makes no sense. If you're trying to win a talk radio argument, I mean, I guess, good try, but it doesn't really do anything in the real world. It's a nonsensical point. What is the point of that? And the answer is there is none. And that's my point on all of this. And we got too many people out here trying to win the argument. Oh, this many people were found in the study to have it after they got vaccinated. Yeah, that was one study. And the overwhelming body of evidence shows us something completely different. Are we trying to deal with the issue? And there's a thousand different ways to do that. You can roll the dice and not get the vaccine. You can roll the dice and get the vaccine. But coming up with like a little antidote here and there and saying, well, there you go. That's it. I mean, Dave in Montgomery, he told us the homeless people weren't getting it. So pack it all in, guys. Not a big deal. Pandemic over.
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to figure out how long we're going to let the CDC drive this train. And I say we because it's going to take governors. It's going to take mayors saying no more, no mas, right? So you got DeSantis down in Florida going, I'll call a special session because I'm not going to let them put kids in masks. And then you got Ivy saying, let the localities decide. And what is happening? Most localities are deciding to do masks. My child's school's doing masks at 3. It's absolutely ridiculous. I want some leadership that says, okay, we are listening to the CDC up to a point and then no more.
Yeah, the schools are all risk averse. They're scared. What's the big deal? They put masks on and the numbers go down. They say, look, we did what we had to do, the end. If they put masks on and the cases go up, they go, well, think about how bad it would be if we didn't do this. I mean, it's just the science doesn't matter here. This is a risk issue and a control issue. And those individuals in the media have muddled this up. They're fine with a dictatorship as long as someone they agree with is in charge. And they will push for more government power every single chance they get.
All right. When we come back after this next break, I want to ask you what you think of how our state is doing. So stay tuned for at least a few more minutes with the Dale Jackson. I'm going to keep him on the line, and we'll be right back.